Blog Talk Radio.
Let's Talk Truth is designed to shine a light on that part of us that's hidden deep within us, and it stunts our growth. Truth is only truth if it lines up with the Word of God. Otherwise, it's merely our opinion, our opinion, our opinion.
If you really wanna talk, then let's talk truth. Hey. Any situation that you face can be talked through. No problem too big, there's no problem too small at all. Trying to maintain to keep from smashing through a wall. Heavy load up on your shoulders, trying hard not to fall. Situation after situation, throwing curveballs. Got you worried about your job, or worried about your kids, or worried about the things people said or what they did. Your husband ain't doing right, or maybe it's your wife, 'cause they let the devil step in and creep up in your life. Hey, L-O-I-C-E, come and help us out, please, 'cause we all in desperate need and need to learn to plant our seed. We gotta grow as a...
Good evening, everyone. We're right back here with you again this Tuesday evening, 7:30 p.m. On Let's Talk Truth, Blog Talk Radio. And we're so happy to have everyone here this evening. This is Lois. I'm Lois Bullock. I'm your host of Let's Talk Truth. And I hope we have a fabulous time today. And hopefully we'll get you guys to join in and listen by dialing 323-580-5712. Hopefully all of my friends who really love me are listening, because we try to offer some subjects that will make us really stop and think about things that we can do differently to enhance our lives for however long we have here on this earth. We want it to be prosperous and happy time. So today, we're going to talk about my community and me. My community and me. And before we all get started, yes, we all have a community. Anywhere you live, you're responsible for what's around you and what you're, you know, what goes on where you live. We're going to examine the reasons why some communities lose their valuable resources, such as places to shop. When we talk about places to shop, we talk about where I live and I have to drive I don't know how many miles to buy groceries, or to buy something, have to go all the way to the mall. We don't have any more little stores in our areas. What about our playground areas for our children? You know, we can't really seem to have a good place for our children to play. The playground can have things like drug stuff or anything of that nature. You know, so it's really unsafe for our children. And just safe environments altogether around my house. Can I let my child out in my backyard without being threatened by something that's not inviting? Or can my child walk from my front door to out front without being threatened by something out of the ordinary, whether I live in a house or an apartment? And you look at, I would think that, you know, most people in apartments really kind of have a low end of the stick, because very seldom can someone in an apartment, because everyone doesn't live on the first floor, so your child has to go downstairs, play out in the playground. Most playgrounds are, you know, a ways from their apartment. So how safe are your children? So it's things like this that have us, you know, talking about my community and me. What can I do to help my community become safer, or what can I do to stop my commute when I get ready to shop? I have to commute, buy extra gas because I have to drive so far just to buy groceries. Can't buy ice cream because by the time you get home with it, it's melted because you have to travel so far. So those are the things that we're going to be talking about. And hopefully you'll join in. If you don't get a chance to listen while we talk, go to my blog page, which is loisbullock.blogspot.com. Go to that that blog page, and you're going to be able to listen to our show in its entirety on there once it's over, which we're going to be here for an hour. I'd love to have you guys write in, send us an email to letstalktruth333@yahoo.com. That's let's, L-E-T-S, without the apostrophe, L-E-T-S, talk truth, 333@yahoo.com. Write in. Give us your thoughts, because we want this blog talk radio show to be a show that anybody, everybody has a voice in it. So we want y'all to really, you know, feel welcome to do that.
We're going to have also send in topics that you may think that you want to hear discussed, or something that has been weighing heavy on you and you want to see views of other people without, you know, it's an anonymous way of hearing other views on certain topics. So
yes,
make sure you send it in as well. But I do want to comment, you know, starting out first regarding the community and me. I had the opportunity today. I was at my mother's house, and I was standing on her front porch, and I heard a noise. And I looked, and down the side street, it was a can just blowing. And I was thinking of the various communities that I had the opportunity to visit or live in, and you didn't see that. Why? Because people took pride in the area. It starts at the home. Like, a lot of times people say, you know, well, you know, the neighborhood's like that because the police don't do this. Well, the police don't know where to go unless you let them know. For example, you said something about the grocery store. In most urban areas, the grocery stores don't offer the same things that they do in other stores. Also, it's, you know, it's kind of ragged, and the prices are high. And the reason being, you have people who come in and steal. So when people come in and steal, the store has to make that revenue of somewhere. They have to be able to pay employees and vice versa. And then people say, well, they need to get, you know, more security. They need to get this. Well, to pay that security guard, that also goes into their revenue. They have to be able to make that back up. Now, it should not be where we, if I'm standing at the front of the store and I see someone stealing, why would I let them run out of the store? Just because I'm not a security guard, why would I let them run out of the store? Because at the end, that impacts me. It impacts me as a consumer.
Okay.
You also said something about, you know, the park. You know, you can't, you can do little things as a community as a whole to rid yourself of crime in your community, or, you know, a lot of people have problems with drug paraphernalia being left at the parks and things like that. Well, if you want to usurp that and kind of, you know, get rid of it, it wouldn't hurt. Or instead of parents, you know, go on down to the park. No, go down to the park with your kids. Form a parent watch, because those children don't know how to review things. Come together as a community and say, on the third Saturday of every month, we're going to sweep the playground, make sure there's no drug paraphernalia, make sure there's no this. But people don't want to get involved. We're so, all of us, me, everyone, we're all involved in our own thing. Like, well, it's fine. I'll just drive my baby over to this park. But it shouldn't be that way. Your baby should be able to play where you live.
Exactly.
Just a lot of things that are frustrating. I have the opportunity to see kids walking to and from school. And you would be surprised at the uncouth things that are done. I watched a child break a glass in the middle of the street. Now, had there been anyone else out there, I've never seen anyone say anything to those children, but I do. I said, hey, baby, don't break glass in the middle of the street. When cars come down here, they have to drive. Now, what does that do? That punctures tires. Everybody can't afford to go get brand new tires all the time. This economy is not all recovered like everybody says. So who can afford to go get brand new tires because some idiot broke a glass in the street? Now, these aren't little bitty kids, slow children. These are average, everyday youth that walk up and down the street. You know, it was a time back then when I was growing up, if I did something, I got in trouble by the neighbor, and I got in trouble when I got home. But now you have to be ready to fight the mama, the grandmama, the brothers, everybody driving by, you're scared. So people aren't a sense of fear. So it has to be some type of education within the community. Someone has to be the first person to speak out, to start out. You know, that's like the wave in a basketball game. They start with one side, but it goes all the way around.
Mm-hmm.
You have to have someone who's willing to be a voice and put in the work. It's not easy. That's what anything, losing weight, growing out your hair, or anything. It's not
you have
easy.
To,
you have
to put work into it.
Real effort. I'm not talking about lip service. I'm talking about actually wanting to do something. You know, if you know that there are, you know, the one thing I in the community, I think about the children. You know, you want them to have a healthy and fun place where they can be kids.
Mm-hmm.
You wonder why kids in the house on the video game, well, they can't go outside. So get together, like I said earlier, do a neighborhood watch. Also, if you see, not neighborhood watch, I'm not talking about getting in, you know, somebody robbing, you run over there to stop it. No. I mean, you know, get involved. Put out newsletters if there are, make people alert people when pedophiles move in the neighborhood. You know, do things like that. You have to war against the wrongdoings. You can't let it go because it'll overtake you and your community.
Mm-hmm.
And you wonder why, oh, they don't do that out there in Plano. Well, why? Because they have such thing as a homeowners association who ensures that your property and your land and things are kept up to a certain standard. You have, security people who make you take ownership. If you vandalize something, if you someone threw a brick through my mother's window one time, just some kids out playing. They thought it was funny. They should have been prosecuted.
Mm-hmm.
That's vandalism. It don't take it lightly because today they're throwing rocks through the window. Tomorrow they'll be breaking in your car.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to, you know, you have to just kind of be involved versus sitting back saying, oh my God, I hate coming home. Oh, I hate this. Oh, I hate that. Well, if you hate it so bad, do something.
Now, everything that, and by the way, you guys, that was Shannon.
God.
Everything that Shannon has said is so on point. Now, that's going to take me back to a question. When we talk about community and me and our community participation, first of all, what drives us or what moves us to choose a particular community to live in? See, we...
Various factors, though.
There are various things.
Because it could be monetary. It could be family-oriented. You know, a lot of families move into the same area. Like, you have a mom standing on this street, then two streets over is a daughter. Or, you know, or the whole family takes up the block.
Mm-hmm.
Someone lives down there. So various things bring you to a neighborhood, regardless of what brings you to a neighborhood, is where you chose to live,
and
or it's where you have the means to live. So be active in it.
Well, that is so correct. But listen, now there are a lot of areas, and you see people fight against owning a home and then having low income housing come into the neighborhood. And so what do you think people need to do when that happens? Because I know where I bought a house, there are low-income apartments. And low-income apartments, we may as well tell it like it is, it brings in a different level of individuals. Why? I don't understand it. Because poverty should not mean criminal.
And what's so sad about it, this brings back the old adage, one bad apple spoils the whole bunch. You know, I don't think everyone on low-income housing but there are those people who have given it a bad rep. Now, you want to know why those apartments and things are allowed to exist in the manner to which they do? Because the citizens of the community have not addressed the city council. They have not tried to put in implementations of certain standards that should be met. Like all that loitering outside all through the night, all that riffraff, like you can come. I mean, listen, I'm young, but, you know, I like music. I love music. You know, I know people say, oh, the bass and all this. There's a time and place for everything. If it is 10 o'clock at night, there's no way you should be riding through the street and I hear your music down here and you're 5 miles away on a whole other street. There's no reason for that. Also, all that hanging in and out, it should be a certain standard. For example, if you move into, that's what anybody, I'm not going to say low income. If you're acting at a certain, acting in a certain way and it breeds ignorance or violence or crime, then do it. It should be more standard. For example, when people who live in apartments, whether it's low income or regular income, if a person does crime with out of that household, they should be blacklisted. You should be put on something and you should be made to move to a certain area. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot continue to do that illicit activity, because if you're doing something that you don't, that's like me. If I'm doing something, I'm having a business out of my house, and I'm selling drugs, I'm not putting myself at risk only. Mm-mm. I'm putting my neighborhood at risk. Because mm-hmm. what if I do a bad drug deal and they kill the man next door, the little kids across the way, they play in their bedroom? So that's how stuff happens, because people have stepped back so lackadaisically and been like, oh, well, it ain't me. I ain't worried about it. That's up the street. Well, whatever's up the street will come
really
down the street.
Come down the street.
What I want to say about that is that low-income housing was there to bring people out of the ghetto and give them a chance to get into the middle class and working. Mm-hmm. Where the fall down is that the people who leave the ghetto,
bring
whatever
the
color
mentality
they are, they bring that same mentality with them. That's the first step that we need to change. Because we can make all the housing or make rules so much, but that ghetto mentality will keep coming, will keep coming through because
mm-hmm.
of them.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why you get people down the street. You know, you're like, man, this neighborhood was nice. Then they moved in. Where they moved from, or they moved from, you know, a bad part of town. Well, they didn't know how to leave that bad part of town there.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I want something better, but if you want something better, you'll do something better.
It's just, having something better is not just a look. It's
no,
a state of mind.
It's a culture.
Right. And I think for so long, we don't get involved. We don't pay attention to anything. I have a niece, and I never forget one day I was visiting and the phone had rang and I remember the name on there. Well, we were looking up people who were pedophiles in the neighborhood. Ding, 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 red flag went off in my mind. I said, hey, I remember that name calling this house. So let's do some investigating because, you know, we have to get the police involved. What's going on with this? And people say, oh, you're overreacting. No, because people not reacting is why things continue to go on. That's why you have so many children with their innocence lost, because people fail to pay attention. We don't want to get involved in anything. We're so involved in our own little minuscule lives on what clothes we're going to buy for the club, what shoes we're going to kill them with when we go to church, what kind of car am I going to buy, or how many more decorations can I put in my house. That don't mean nothing, because really, honestly, materialistic things you can't take with you when you die.
Mm-hmm.
You can't. Somebody else gonna have it, and they gonna and it. Believe me when I tell you, people do not take care of your stuff like you will. So if you got a golden egg, you pass it down. I don't care how much you pass it down, it's gonna have a dent in it. You had it 50 years, it don't have a dent. Now your golden egg got a dent in it, but you
mm-hmm.
gone on. So the thing is, you want to keep your nice things, or you want to acquire nice things. It starts with the mentality of the neighborhood, not just yours. Get involved. speak to somebody. It doesn't hurt to say hello to your neighbor. I'm not saying you have to have a meet and greet or let's have dinner once a week. No, you don't do that. But get involved enough to where, you know the person's habits around there. So if you see something that seems a little off or faulty, you'll be able to step in.
Mm-hmm.
You could save a life. If anything, we're like ostriches. We have our head in the sand, and the world around us is like a tornado. It's in turmoil, and we just, well, girl, as long as my hair not blowing because my head is in the sand. That's not important.
Mm-hmm.
That is not important. You know, I look at the grocery store. It is a shame. You have to drive so far to go to a decent grocery store. Why? Why does it have to be a armed policeman at the door of the grocery store?
Because we have people going in there who, first of all, the thing that made our communities fail us, like you said earlier, are the people in the community. Now, if I'm living in a community and I have this attitude that I don't have to work, you know, I'm going to steal, I'm going to hustle for what I get. So I'm going to go in the store, I'm going to steal meat, I'm going to steal whatever it is I need to steal. And anytime you have a store, I don't care if it's grocery store, clothing store, wherever the theft is, it makes prices go up.
Right. Now, you said something very pivotal. You said the word hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that is a slang term that is used.
Right.
But I'm so sick of people using hustle as a way to define any type of bad or illicit activity. Hustling could be I have a regular 9-to-5, but I do hair on the weekend.
Yeah.
I babysit it overnight for people who want to go to the club. I have a car washing business on Saturdays.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a hustle. Oh, I mow lawns on Saturdays or on my days off.
It's a legal hustle.
It's a hustle, but I'm so sick of everybody, oh, I'm just hustling, trying to make it. No, you're doing illicit activity. Use your brain. I'm so sick of people at Trump. You know, everybody don't have a college degree. You don't have to. Do you know how much education it takes to cook drugs? Not much, but it's chemistry.
Mm-hmm.
Put those things in you to use for something else other than doing bad things.
Yeah.
And believe me, I'm not saying everybody's perfect, but anything that you do that will tear down your community, hinder the children within it, or the old people within it, you're not doing anything. You're not contributing. At the end of the day, if you die, what will your legacy be? Do you want people to say, man, Shannon sold so much dope, and she used to prostitute all the time up there by the truck stop. She was the best prostitute ever. Is that what you want people to say?
Mm-mm.
Or do you want people to say, man, she was cool, but boy, ooh, her kids was wild. They tore up that house. Ooh, they tore up this, and they did. I mean, those are the conversations that people have on an everyday basis.
Mm-hmm.
So think about it. If you sat down and wrote out your own eulogy, your own obituary, your own remarks, what would people say about you? And that right there should be England enough to say, you know what?
I'm going to do something different.
Let me do something different.
But, you know,
but people are so afraid to get involved with one another. Nobody can do something by themselves. Yes, you know what? We just had Black History Month. Martin Luther King has been the symbol for Black History Month since the beginning of time, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
So, now, Martin Luther King, everybody knows that I have a dream speech. But do you think without the cooperation of thousands of others that he could have accomplished anything?
Mm-hmm.
No. He couldn't have been one dude sitting at no dining table saying, I'm a sitter till you serve me. Or one dude didn't catch the bus.
Mm-hmm.
Because Rosa Parks and all that.
Mm-hmm.
One dude. That's just one
community.
Dude. It took a bunch of people. It took somebody to say, you know what? I'm sick of this. Let's do something different.
Yeah,
what
boycott,
about this?
When they did the boycott on the book.
Exactly. It was word of mouth. One person after this person. That's how you invoke change. If you want your community to change, quit sending back, ooh, look at them bad kids.
And just
ooh, look at this. And allowing it to happen. No. Hey, little Johnny. I don't know your name, but hey, y'all stop that. I will call the police. Now, go home.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with saying that? What they going to do, shoot at you?
Mm-hmm.
If they do, you might as well let them shoot at you for you standing up for something right than for them to break in your house next week.
And kill you for nothing.
Exactly. Or get killed. Mm-hmm. And then, you know what else ticks me off about the community? When you have somebody, you know, I'm sitting here in my house. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. Clink, clink, clink. I hear something break. I think somebody's downstairs. I ease and sneak downstairs with my legally acquired handgun. And somebody's pilfering through there, and they have a weapon, a knife, or whatever. Number one, you're in my house. I don't know you. I shoot. It bounces off a vital organ. You die. What happens? The family of the person that got shot says, you ain't have to kill him. What? It's 3 o'clock in the morning. You still, you in my house? You broke into my house? Mm-hmm. I don't know what you'll do to me. It's called defense. Because I'm pretty sure if somebody broke into their house, they'll feel the same way. Mm-hmm. But instead of saying, you know what? I'm sorry, DeQuavian's an idiot. I'm going to miss my son or my cousin or, you know, everybody get the little RIP shirts and walk around or free such and such. For what? He killed 3 people. You want him freed? We all stand behind the wrong thing. It really just grinds my gears. Everybody always saying, free such and such. Free this person. Okay, you want someone who has been legally found guilty. Now, don't get me wrong. I know there are people who are in jail who haven't done anything. Nothing. But you mean, I'm talking about those clean-cut cases where, look, I caught you with the gun in your hand.
Mm-hmm. The blood on it, on the knife.
Blood, all the DNA evidence match up to you. Free my homeboy. Free my this. Free? For what?
You better me do it again.
There are consequences to everything that you do.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, and I'm so sick of people sitting back making allowances, oh, they shouldn't be in jail because they're my friends. That's the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. We as a community back the wrong thing.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we'll be out in, if it comes to us going against something, we would back each other up to the, everybody be in the door. But if I say stop by, let's have prayer service so we can get some things changed, ain't no neighbor coming.
No, listen, I had the opportunity to see on the news. It's an area within Dallas where this gentleman got shot in the yard. When I tell you, in less than 2.2 seconds, the block was filled with people outraged that he was shot. But you were running with a gun in your hand. And a police officer says, freeze, drop your weapon, and you don't. What happened? See, a lot of these things, and people can say all day long, a lot of things in life are not fair. It's not. I will be honest. It's not fair. One thing you have to educate, and I'm going to say this about being African-American. You know that as an African-American, there are certain places when you go, you're going to be profiled automatically. So there's a place here called Highland Park. I dropped my mother off at the airport one day, and I'm very bad with directions, I will admit. I got turned around and ended up running through University Park. I am a black girl. I was not in no expensive car either. It's clear that I'm a female. My hair was down. I had earrings on, unless they thought I was a drag queen. But clearly, I was lost. So I called to get directions. I called my mom. I said, hey, I'm lost. I took the wrong turn. You know, the police followed me until I exited out of University Park, which means to say, don't fall for everything. Why would you ride to University Park with your tinted windows, bass rumbling with a hoodie on? Then when you get stopped, oh, you just profiling me. Why would you do it?
Yeah, I understand.
We just make so many stupid decisions, and then we get upset and outraged. Oh, my God.
I know. And this is why our communities are declining right now. There are some of us who we just have to live in a certain place, not because this place that we choose is economical for us. It doesn't have anything to bless you with as far as schools. I just want to live there because it has been forbidden for me to live there. So now I've got the opportunity. I want to live there. I'm not going to do anything to keep it up. I'm just going to move in. And then once I move it in, I'm going to tear it down. I'm going to just do whatever I can to make it look bad. Then when another area opens up, I'm going to abandon this one and move on over to that one. And I'm going to stay there and abandon that, you know, and just run it in the ground.
Right, we allow everything to go on. Number one, I drink. I'm not an alcoholic. I don't drink like that. I'm saying occasionally I have a drink. How many beer stores do you need in one area? Y'all selling the same thing. How many do you need? Somebody has to say stop the madness.
No, because that's business. You know, this is a thing. It's all right to have them there.
Okay, no. When I say business, I'm talking about across the street from each other. Then down on both the corners of the same street. Like you could throw a rock at one of them and hit another one.
But that's business.
But that's business because just like pharmacies. We all know it's a pharmacy competing with it. Why put the same, that's competing.
Yeah, why put a drugstore on every corner?
Well, they do because Walgreens and CVS have, Walgreens is up, the CVS goes right up across
the street.
The
thing of it is this. You can put that there.
But I don't have to.
And you can make money. But I don't have to disrespect myself in drinking outside your establishment, going there, you know, acting all hood and all that. I don't have to do that. I can go in.
You don't have to get no chairs and hang out with your partners on side of the building.
No, I don't
have to drink it.
I don't have to do that because
and drink out of brown paper
bag. I'm grown and I have a adult beverage or whatever like that. But if I'm drinking at my house. I'm not in the front yard drinking. I'm not gonna if I have people over and we drink outside in the backyard or something because I'm barbecuing. I'm not gonna say, hey y'all, throw y'all bottles over the fence. You know, think that's right there. You don't have to do that part. That's I don't care part. We don't have to take our chip bags. And, you know, you could be walking home. Teach your children to put that stuff in the trash, not just walk and throw it, oh, I got to go, and then just leave it. Because
you know,
that will drop your property value. Now, the sad part is this, that what they do affects you, but they don't care. Because when you try to sell your house appraises for at one year for 120. Now it appraises for 60?
Yes.
So you've lost $60,000 of your house because someone else's stupidity.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You know, we have to be cognizant of the things that we involve ourselves in. Now, you're talking about having beer and liquor. You can buy it anywhere, different places. Now, when I first came to the Dallas-Fort Worth area, there were certain parts of Dallas that didn't sell beer. And if you lived in Oak Cliff area, the number one sentence is across the bridge. If you wanted something to drink, hey, I'm going across the bridge. If somebody said, I'm going across the bridge, you know you were going across the bridge to buy some beer, some wine,
or liquor.
Some liquor. Because you could not. Yeah, you were going to buy spirits. You could not buy them in Oakland. Now, I've never been a drinker. I would drink sociably. But I remember getting into it with my boyfriend, who we went across the bridge. And I just think if I buy something across the bridge, I can wait till I get home to open it up. So, you know, he was going to crack open a couple of beers on the way home. And I said, don't do that. Wait till you get home. So he said, I said, well, if you're going to do it, let me out. So I got out of the car and I walked those miles home because I refused to ride down the street, suck it out of a sack, as if I can't wait to get home to have a beer.
it seems like we have regressed to our animal instinct. Just go with whatever feels right.
Exactly.
You know,
if it feels good, do it. And it's because actually society is coming in with things that diminish us as individuals, that, and we can't see it. We cannot see it. We are as blind as bats. The reason we can't look out for our communities, we don't know how to look out for ourselves.
We don't have a level of standard. We just
somebody just sell you a bill of goods and you buy them. And you buy them. You buy that bill of goods. Whatever you say, okay, you said if it feel good, I can do it. And the one, number one thing that keeps us in bondage is that word.
It is what it is.
It is what it is. No, it ain't what it ain't. You know, it is what it is because that's what you want it to be.
Well,
and then when you hear people,
complacency, like,
yes, then you hear people, don't judge me. I'm not judging you because I said,
listen, I don't care what anyone does. If it doesn't impact me at all, do what you want to do. What's the term? They say, do you, boo-boo. Do you. Do whatever you want to do as long as it doesn't impact me.
Because
but when you are making decisions that impact me, my livelihood, my health,
my family,
my finances, my family, everything, whatever it is, when you're doing things that impact that, then it is my business to say something.
Yes.
Now, people... I mean, like this. I'm not going to be one of those people because I know some people just go to the extreme. I don't care about your sexual preference. I don't care how much money you make as far as what tax bracket you fall in. I'm talking about your behavior.
Yes.
I'm talking about how you act and what you are okay with allowing to continue. If you continue to sit up and you know that it's a little kid, like, I don't understand how that three-year-old baby in a community full of people wandered down the street. Nobody was out. Nobody went to the car. Nobody walked outside and said, hey, it's a baby wandering in the street. Nobody?
Nobody cares.
Nobody? I don't care what it would have looked like. I would have ran and caught that baby and instantly been dialing 911 while I was going, it's a baby in the middle of the street, or such and such and such. You know, but what we do is we're so bent and bound on filming everything.
World star.
Yes. We think, ooh, girl, that's funny. Really sad. And the saddest thing I saw was a mother who was on the bus with her daughter who had that sleepy thing, you know, where you don't fall but you just be sleep,
mm-hmm.
like heroin addict. I can't say that she was doing heroin. From the looks of it, it looked like she was on heroin.
Mm-hmm.
And her daughter kept laying her head up under her mama so she wouldn't hit the floor. And she kept holding her head up saying, Mama. I mean, A little girl. It's on YouTube. Pull it up. A little girl. Now, this gentleman or woman who filmed this incident filmed the entire time they were on the bus. And not one time did they pick up the phone and say, yes, I am on the bus with a woman who seems to be extremely inebriated with a very small child.
Mm-hmm.
The next stop is at this and this.
Mm-hmm.
And people can say, oh, that's wrong. Well, no, it's wrong because at the end of the day, I'd rather the police put that child in custody of someone who at least cares she ate versus us reading about her on the news being molested and raped
mm-hmm.
by some super freak who watched her mama nod on the bus and he coerced off of her.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Think about it. I mean, people don't think about that. They say, girl, that's their business. No, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
It's yours because at the end of the day, what if you took some medicine? I'm not even saying heroin. What if you took something that you didn't know would have an adverse effect on you?
Mm-hmm.
And no one cared enough to say, this lady's acting a little weird with her child. Let me get the police involved. It'll get cleared out once you go to the hospital, doctor, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But what if no one said that and it was your child that somebody took? And then you run around, I don't know where Lucretia is or Vanilla. I can't find her.
Mm-hmm.
Now you upset and worried. Why? Because no one was acting.
No
people
one
just
cared. No
that
one.
Vibe. Like it's like we're numb to everything that goes on.
Because we're in the mindset that whatever you're big enough to do, do it.
And we glorify the wrong thing. You know what? I'm gonna be the first person to say it. It's a girl they have on YouTube. This girl named Sharkeisha.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has made jokes about it. Sharkeesha, no, don't hit her. Well, I'm sorry. I'll be the first to say the video that I saw should not have been glorified. Number one, you caught someone off guard and hit them.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, anybody can knock somebody out that's not paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
To me, a champion or someone who is tough or bad, and you're proving that you're tough or bad, an adversary that's meeting you head on.
Yeah.
But for you to sneak somebody, and then we glorify that. They made a song about it, and then everybody, ooh, honey, I'm scared of Sharkeesha. And they're making jokes about it. They're doing that. That little girl is glorified because she's a coward.
Mm-hmm.
How did a cowardly act get glorified?
Because
you caught someone in their phone, and without her knowing, you took all your might, swung, and hit in the temple. That knocked anybody out.
Mm-hmm. But the thing of it is, and now you can see why you go in certain neighborhoods. We don't have any appliance stores.
No.
We don't have any computer stores.
Can't.
We don't have anything. And you go, don't think you can walk in a store like Walmart and just pick up something because it's got a chain that runs through it down in the floor.
Wait. Listen.
Up under something.
I will tell you this, I promise you. About 5 years ago, I was working in Addison, Texas. I went to a Walmart there, and I'm going to tell you, this was the weirdest thing ever, and I felt so awkward, and how I looked at how I had been programmed. Now, you know, when you walk out of Walmart, you go out the little front thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, in some neighborhoods, you have a little old lady, a little old man sitting there.
They got to check your receipt,
you know, look at your receipt, look at your basket. I had a slew of things. Stuff wasn't even in baskets, it was big, you know, items. I walked, and I got to the thing, and I stopped.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked around, and I was waiting on the little person to come.
And say, let me check
you. Yes. So I didn't even walk out. So I backed up, and I looked at the lady, and I said, hi. And she said, hi, how you doing? She said, have a good day. And I'm standing there dumbfounded. And when I walked out, I said, you know what, that's a shame. So then I spoke with my brother about it. And he was like, yeah. He said, in those neighborhoods, they don't do that. He said, as a matter of fact, I want you to notice something else. He said, go to the Walmart in your neighborhood and try to buy baby food.
It's
under lock and key. All the little baby food formula, I hope there ain't nobody missed work that day because your baby was soft. And I looked and I went right back to that same Walmart. It's just out for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
The little small items are just out for the taking.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's not a high crime.
Nobody's
over there saying, you know what, I'm going to go in there and give them about 30 bottles of baby food.
And then I'm going to sell them.
I was like, look how I have become programmed to feel about shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm standing here looking retarded, like, oh, my God. Like, ever, I was like, what is she doing? Because I'm standing there with my receipt and looking around like a little slave woman. This here receipt, fam. You know, and it was like, and she was like, have a good day. And I was like,
She probably was coming. Is she trying to? What is she trying to do? What do you mean, ma'am?
And that's how she felt because she addressed me. Hi, how you doing? I guess so I could say, ma'am, you know, I'm a little lost. Or I look disoriented, so she probably thought something was wrong with me.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, look how I have become programmed. And it's a shame.
Mm-hmm.
You want to know why? Because I know they have those little old people at the front of the Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
But it will not hurt you when you're going in. Little thing, we always walk in the exit. How you walking in the exit door? It says exit clearly. Those are marked that way to keep the flow of traffic smooth. You wonder why people almost run over you with the. We just want to do what we want to do.
Do what we want to do.
I clearly say when I'm coming out the exit and somebody's coming in, I say clearly this is the exit.
And this is why Beyonce with her precious little self can't put a song out that says, I'm a grown woman. I do whatever I want. Because we're going to take that the wrong way.
You know, it's a shame.
It's red, yes, it's a shame.
It's a shame. You can't even put out music anymore. People taking things a literal way.
Exactly, but that's what they do. Am I telling the truth?
They just ask us, you know what? She is a grown woman with a billion dollars at her disposal between her and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
So she can do whatever she wants, but she can pay for it. And she woke up like this. having these girls running around here hollering about Beyonce. Ooh, she was talking about drunk. You know what? That's another thing that ticked me off. We don't think, we allow people to attack certain things. You know, I was watching something on television, and Bill O'Reilly asked Russell Simmons about Beyonce and why would she glorify intimacy in a car? Well, dear, she would glorify intimacy in a car with her husband. She didn't say no random dudes off the street. That's her husband in the video. She's singing to her husband. She's dancing for her husband. You know what else ticks me off? I'm so sick of them saying, well, she's giving these girls the wrong impression. Her music is for a certain demographic. What you need to do is go take you a good hot iron rod and whack them mamas who think it's okay to listen to those type of songs with their kids.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and the fact that they haven't trained them, the mindset that this is for entertainment purposes only. She is an entertainer. She is not your role model. If she is going to be your role model, what you do is you take the aspect of it that the fact that she's a young African-American woman who has independently topped the charts continuously and evolved from being an innocent young girl all the way into a hot married wife. You notice she didn't get fast after she got married.
And the thing of it is, that's another thing, too. We talk about what we're talking about tonight, my community and me. We need to encourage our young women to build communities by marrying these men. Stop sleeping with these men, having these babies. Because if they have one by you, they're going to have one by Susan next year.
And that's what people understand. I mean, and I know I'm using Beyonce as a platform because you brought her up, but everyone wants to talk about her showing off certain body parts and certain things looking like, you know, scantily clad all the time. But no one addresses the fact that she has a song on her CD called Pretty Hurt. And the reason being because there's images that we all feel that we have to meet as women. And we do everything by any means to get those. But we're not taking the good aspects from anything, not her, not life, not school, not anything. We're not
because
taking
nobody
anything positive.
Can tell us anything.
Right. We only take what we feel we want to know. Oh, baby, she was dancing naked on the car, so I'm a dance naked on the car. But what was her means for doing that? What was her purpose for doing that? A video for entertainment. You out here dancing on top of this 1912 Benz, the first one ever made that's never had repairs. That's not doing you any good.
And it's not your Benz.
Thank you. Or not even that, not even with Beyonce, with every decision. You know, we sit around here and we always holler, we can't do this. Because in our community, we'll implement the program.
Exactly. Well, I tell you, I'm saying this now. We've got about 10 minutes left. And this particular show has given me, has inspired me, and I'm going to start getting together in my community, through my city where I live, and I'm going to start doing something different to help our young people, because somebody needs to, the kids pass my house all the time on their way to school. Something can be addressed between home and school to help these kids out. It's just something can be done to enhance our community. First of all, just like they had the boycott on the buses when Rosa Parks, we need to boycott this grocery store up here. The prices are too high. And it only happened when it changed ownership. But we won't. You can't get a community to stop shopping there till they lower the prices. We need to get respect from this these hair products where we buy our hair products, but you can't keep us out of there. It's really a shame. We need to build up our community, but we first got to get the people to come together.
He cooperate. So you know what? Unity is a big thing in community.
Mm-hmm.
Unity in the community.
Yeah.
You know, if you have no unity, like I said about Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King, if he had no unity with people, I wouldn't be sitting here. I'm African American. So I would not be able to do this broadcast. If so, because I'm a nobody. I'm not in the NAACP. I don't have things like that. So I wouldn't have a voice. I would still be somewhere washing clothes in a number three tub and, you know, eating chitterlings, which I've never done. So, you know, if there was no unity, and I think that is the problem. Like, it is so true when they say if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. And if you don't have, you know, you can't do it by yourself.
You have to have a community.
You have to want to do it. You have to all have a common goal,
mm-hmm.
and want to reach it. Like, you know, like you said, their common goal was to get some sort of equality.
Mm-hmm.
So they all were unified. They were tired of the situation.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't want to hear another person say that, oh, we're tired. I don't want to hear another church group saying, we shall overcome. I'm sick of all of that because it's not going to happen until we're unified. And not with all these side agendas. And,
mm-hmm.
oh, let me think of a good way I can put money in all of our pockets. No, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about doing what's right simply because it's right.
Exactly. Exactly.
Simply because it's right, not because I have anything to gain from it, but to say, wow, look at my community. Wow, look how things have changed. Wow,
mm-hmm.
look at this park these children are able to play.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, look at the fact that, you know, we brought unity together and things like that. It shouldn't be where it's one person who's upset because that one person is going to look crazy. But if you have 20 people who are all saying the same thing, more of them will be heard because it's more of a respect issue. But one person will be dismissed as just, oh, that's a conspiracy theory person. Oh, that's just Miss Glenda. She always like that.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of it being, you know what, we need to wake up and pay attention to this. We need to really kind of get involved.
And that's what the thing is. That's the basis of taking care of your community. You need to care.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
if you don't care, nobody will care. And do we want to just keep moving farther and farther and farther out? Our community gets bad. Ooh, we got to move.
Mm-hmm.
It gets bad again. Ooh,
we
got to
move.
Do y'all really want to keep that?
You're just making a big circle. Eventually, you'll end up where you started.
Exactly. With higher rent than what you left with, or higher mortgage than what you left with.
Look at Bear Street in South Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody, ooh, it's getting bad. Let's move. Now that it came and developed, people moving back.
And for how long will it stay developed?
Yep.
Well, you know, that's a question I can't answer. Some of the questions are only can be answered by the divine.
Well, I've really been inspired talking about my community and me. We need to let our voices be heard. You know, and until we get ourselves in a position for our voices to be heard, no one's not going to ever know some of the things that we need to do or we can do. And we don't have to have a big whatever it is to do something good, you know.
You don't have to have a PhD or
mm-mm.
anything.
You just
got
to have the will and the determination.
Right, the will, the determination. And the follow through.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we can say all day long, we sit on our little soapboxes, but we have no follow through.
Right.
Like we just, okay, this is the idea I have. I'm done. No, you have to get out and actively work the work. You know, it's like saying, oh, I'm going to make some lasagna. I'm going to sit out there on the sidewalk while it's hot and see if it'll just make itself.
Mm.
Now, you can set those ingredients in all you want to. But you're going to have to mix some things together. You have to put in the work.
Yep. You're going to have to put in some work to get something out of it.
Okay. So, like I say, if anybody wants to address any show that we have, we would love for you to come forth and address it.
Yes, guys. Questions, comments, suggestions. We're all open to this here at Let's Talk Truth. Also, if you would ever be interested on being on a broadcast of Let's Talk Truth, please also submit to the website. You know, we'd love to hear different points of view. You know,
yeah,
it's a forum to be able to speak your mind. You know, of course, it's a clean show, no profane language, but, you know, we do expect for you to be able to speak, you know, your mind. And if you have a lot to say and there's something you want to talk about, you know, feel free to write in, you know, send an email, attach something to the blog, you know, whatever. Get your voice heard.
Yeah, and I promise you, we will come and do a show where you are if you want to be on the show, or we'll bring you here to our studio to do the show.
Right.
But, you know, it doesn't take that much to do a blog radio show, but I'd just like to get more people involved. I know, though I have this beautiful voice, y'all probably get tired of hearing the same voice every day.
No, not even that. It's just that this forum that you have created is a voice for the people. Let's talk truth. It's not something by saying, oh, I'm just going to give my opinion across here. It's an open discussion because sometimes none of us, we don't agree on everything all the time.
Exactly.
We don't. But it's a forum to get different sides of opinion out there so that it can, you know, provoke a thought process in other people.
Mm-hmm.
You know, hey, well, what do I feel about this? So, guys, come on, for real. Just if you want to be on the show, if you have topic suggestions, you know, send it in. If you have just anything you want to say, period, to anyone you've ever heard on the show, to the host, Lois, if you want to do any of those things, please, you know, contact the show. We're more than happy. Someone will get back with you. More than likely, it'll be Lois. She'll get back with you. If you have a message for anyone else, we'll get back with you as well. Just make sure that you do participate. Not just actively listen, but get involved.
And actually, I'm going to, I do have a phone number that you can reach me on the Let's Talk Truth, and I'm going to post it on my blog page. So I know if you go to my blog page and you want to talk to, you want to leave a message or talk to me on Let's Talk Truth, I promise you I'm going to give you a phone number. I'm going to put it on my blog page, and you will be able to call me and say whatever you want to say. And feel
join
free.
Join the conversation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'd love to have you. So today we have examined my community
and
me. What am I doing to enhance my community, to make it look better, to make it be safer? You know. Thank my guests for being on here. I thank Shannon. I thank Courtney for being here. And I'd love to be able to call your name, whoever you are out there that wants
Yay.
To be on the show. You're more than welcome to come in and talk. And I promise you, you'll be treated with the utmost respect, probably give you a cold glass of tea.
Absolument.
Or a good cold bottle of water.
Absolutely.
And then, you know, but we'll just can have a really, really good time.
Rocking good time.
Yeah, my community and me. And I hope this really makes us provoke somebody to do a lot of good in our own community.
And volunteer in your community.
Yeah.
Do some volunteer work.
That's right. Do some volunteer work. So, with that said, we've got about a minute, and again, my blog page is loisbullock.blogspot.com, and we just want you to be able to come out and listen. 1 minute to go down, and we're saying we're going to bring it to a close, and I really enjoyed this particular segment. I really enjoyed it because I have been inspired by it to do some things. So I just thank you for being here. Thank everyone for listening. And as I say at every show, this is Lois Bullock. I'm leaving you this evening, but we will be here at this time again next Tuesday night.
Same bed time, same bed channel.
At 7:30. And I'm going to be leaving you now, Lois Bullock, host of Let's Talk Truth. And I am loving you with the heart of God. Good night.
Good night.